History, 7th grade, Medieval Europe, March 30th through April 3rd. Tuesday, March 31st. History Unit, The Rise of the Frankish Kingdom. Lesson 5, The Coronation of Charlemagne. Lesson 5, Socratic Guiding Question. Keep this question in mind as you study. What does it symbolically mean for a pope to crown an emperor? What are the advantages and disadvantages of having a united church and state? Objective: be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Explain the causes and effects of Charlemagne's coronation by Pope Leo III. Introduction to Lesson 5. By the late 700s, the pope in Rome was not only a spiritual leader, he was also a political leader. He was the ruler of a small area in Italy called the Papal States, which you may remember had been given to him by Pepin the Short. Papal means of or belonging to the Pope. The Papal States were being threatened by a group of barbarians in northern Italy called the Lombards. The Lombards were Arians, so they did not like the Pope. The Pope is having great difficulty defending his lands from the Lombards. What can he do? Let's pause here and look at a map of Europe at the time. Europe in the 8th century. Directions. Look at this map and answer the questions on the next page. Page 6. Describe the size and location of the Frankish Empire in 768. Question 2. Where is the Kingdom of the Lombards located in relation to the Papal States? The Pope turns to the Franks and not to the Byzantines. Now back to the story. The Lombards are threatening the Papal States. What's so interesting is that the Pope would have traditionally looked to the Byzantine Emperor for protection from people like the Lombards. But by the time the Lombards were threatening Rome, the Byzantine Empire was not strong enough to defend Rome. So instead, the Pope looked north to the kingdom of the Franks. The Pope looked to Charlemagne. Charlemagne came to the Pope's protection, fought off the Lombards, and actually became king over all the Lombard people, in addition to being king of the Franks. Question 3. Why didn't the Pope turn to the Byzantine Emperor for protection from the Lombards? Question 4. How would you describe the relationship between the papacy and the Frankish king? Pope Leo crowns Charlemagne emperor. But how did Charlemagne end up being crowned not just king, but emperor in AD 800? To understand the answer to that question, we have to look 1 year earlier in AD 799. The pope at the time was Pope Leo III. Now, Pope Leo III was unlike his strong predecessor, Pope Leo I, the Great, who had repulsed the Huns from the gates of Rome. No, Pope Leo III was a relatively weak pope, who in 799 was accused by two church officials of some very serious charges. These two officials even ambushed him and threatened to gouge out his eyes and cut off his tongue. When Pope Leo III was thrown in prison, he contacted Charlemagne to ask for help. Because Charlemagne had such unmatched influence and diplomatic skill, he set up a trial where the Pope had to swear to his innocence by oath. This oath satisfied many people, and Pope Leo III was set free. Charlemagne had become the great protector of the Pope. Page 7. When Charlemagne entered St. Peter's Basilica in Rome in AD 800, Pope Leo III was ready with the crown to make him emperor. Read this primary source account of Charlemagne's coronation and answer the following questions. This is taken from the Vitae Pontificorum Romanorum. After these things, on the day of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, when all the people were assembled in the church of the blessed St. Peter, the venerable and gracious Pope, with his own hands, crowned him, Charlemagne, with an exceedingly precious crown. Then the most holy high priest and pontiff anointed Charles with holy oil, and also his most excellent son to be king, upon the very day of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, December 25th. What day was Charlemagne made emperor by Pope Leo in AD 800? Conclusion. The crowning of Charlemagne as emperor by Pope Leo III benefited both Charlemagne and Leo III. Charlemagne was given the title of emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, and Leo and the Church now had protection from the state. Here begins a new age of unity between the Church and state in Western Europe. In the East, Church and state had been united since Constantine, but now Church and state are working together under Charlemagne and the Pope. This concludes Tuesday, March 31st.